Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 25 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and what a show we have today. Normally our shows tend to focus on a singular topic like Starcade or Dragon Gate, but today is a little different. Today's topic is 2021, meaning if it happened in the world of wrestling in the last 12 months, it's fair game. With a potential variety of subject matter, we need some worldly pundits. Like the song says, you can't be any geek off the street. So I got some very special geeks here right now. Up first, you can find him at Pro Wrestling Torch. He is a returning champion and a man hoping to win a new barbecue set because his blew over in the wind. Mr. Alan Cunahan. Alan, how you doing?
It actually got fixed, it wasn't broken, but it got put back together and cleaned this afternoon and tested for the first time since the incident, and it worked. It worked gloriously.
It's all good.
The barbecue's in good shape. And Joe, I'm not happy with you inviting me here to be a part of this particular topic, because I work extremely hard to produce a weekly wrestling radio show, and hiding the fact that I know next to nothing about current wrestling and what's going on, and try to mask that over as much as I can by tying current goings on into historical events and then just talking about the historical events instead. But now you're going to ask me about the current events, and I am going to embarrass myself greatly.
Okay, can't wait. Second, returning champion, one half of the Voices of Wrestling flagship podcast right here on this very network. We had to tear him away from a marathon Minecraft session. It's Joe Lanza. Joe, how you doing?
Let's get at it. I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, how come I wasn't described as a returning champion? I'm 1-0 at this game.
I swear, I just called you a returning champion.
Oh, okay. You did. You did.
I just wanted to mention that again, though, that I am undefeated at this
game. I was going to point out that it was champion versus champion so far.
Well, that streak's going to be broken, but because we have last but never least, you can hear him right here, the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, co-hosting Open the Voice Gate. It's Case Low. Case, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm thrilled to be here. I lost my first attempt at Five Star Match Game. I'm here for redemption with some of my favorite people in all of wrestling media.
All right, well, that's a very lovely sentiment here as we close out the year.
I can't believe Case got like a proper intro and entrance there. Shouldn't the young boy just already be in the ring as the stars come out and make their big entrance?
I gotta be honest, I couldn't believe he introduced Lanza first, and I weirdly felt guilty about it. I felt like it was my fault somehow, and I had nothing to do with it.
Just a little little behind the scenes, Rich Craich was going to be the third, but when you know it, he planned a trip and couldn't make this show, so Case is filling in for us. So all of Rich's questions are going to Case, and I was going to bury Craich because he has not won on this game, and he is on a Hiroki Goto-like quest, like one more loss, and he'd be taking a bath in under a waterfall and wearing white paint to record the flagship coming up.
I'm stunned he's on a vacation, though. The man clearly needed another break. He just had to get away because he hasn't had a vacation in something like 6 weeks. So,
I was invited to hang out with Rich and the nurse last night as of the time we were recording this, and I turned down their invite, and then I took Rich's place on the podcast. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. This is a good step up in the world for me.
All right, we are ready with five rounds of trivia. We start with round one. A winner is who? This game, I will give you a match or event. You tell me who emerged victorious. So if I said Ring of Honor, Survival of the Fittest, hopefully you respond Bandido. Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Alan, you're first. Are you ready?
Absolutely not. But
okay.
I tried to practice answering that Ring of Honor question in my head, and I got it.
I kept that. Hopefully these won't be as obscure as that. But your first event is the Men's Royal Rumble.
Edge.
Edge is correct. That is
yes.
Correct.
Oh, I was not expecting that to be right. Very happy.
All right, Mr. Lanza, you're up next. You have the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Liv Morgan.
No, it's Nikki Ash. Nikki Ash. She cashed it in, I believe, the next night on Charlotte. All right, Mr. Lowe, your first question: the main event of Night One of WrestleMania.
Bianca Belair?
Is correct.
Yes.
All right. Alan, you have the King of DDT tournament.
Oh, this is this one I'm sure of. That was, I just need to get his, wait, I nearly walked right into a mistake there. King of DDT, that's different from the one that just happened. The one that just happened is the Grand Prix, right?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, okay, so King of DDT was earlier in the year. Oh, you know, I think it was the same guy, because he parlayed that into a shot at Jun Akiyama. So that was Konosuke Takeshita.
That is correct. All right, Mr. Lanza, you have the New Japan Cup.
Will Ospreay.
Is correct. All right, Case, you have the Noah N1 tournament.
Oh, boy. Who won that? Was that Katsuhiko Nakajima?
That is correct.
Guys, we are doing well so far. Everyone,
I can't believe I got two right.
This is good going.
All right, Alan, let's see if we can keep it up. You have the Fire Festival.
Oh, come on.
It's the end of that.
I know, Steve Carino. That's not a real answer. Fire Festival. See, they've got these new guys now. Do 0-1.
Alan, can you name one man in the Fire Festival?
I know that the big boy from Noah was in it because he got injured. So he obviously didn't win it. I'm just going to play it safe. Like, there's got to be like a 50-50 chance this is correct in any year you're asked this question. And I'm just going to say, oh no, do you know who it was? It was Takuya Sugawara, wasn't it? Oh,
that is correct.
Oh, come on.
And Case, you helped me with that because you, on Open the Voice Gate, buried Takuya Sugawara when, I can't remember what it was, but it was something happening with him and Mochizuki or something, I don't know. But that's why it stuck in my head that he had won the Fire Festival.
Well done, Alan.
Alan, who are you going to guess? Was it Masato
Tanaka? Oh, Masato Tanaka, obviously.
Excellent guess, but no. Deadly no. Okay, Joe, you have the Dusty Cup in NXT. We'll say the Men's Dusty Cup. There was a Women's this year as well.
That's the tag team gimmick, right?
Yep, yeah, the tag team gimmick, yes.
Okay. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure I can think this through. MSK.
That is correct. All right, now I had really typed these questions up for Rich. So, you know, when I swap in Case, I'm just going to leave it here, even though this is probably a bit of a layup. But Case, you have King of Gate.
The King of Gate winner this year was KZ.
That is correct.
For God's sake.
Alan. It would have been so funny if you got that wrong.
Alan, you have All Japan's Junior Battle of Glory.
See, Lance didn't do his daily audio on it this year. Otherwise, I would be more familiar. Come on, Joe. You gotta pick your game up. Was it the good Italian boy, Akira Francesco?
My God.
It was, in fact. That's correct.
This guy's running the board. He claimed he didn't watch anything this year. It's unbelievable.
I didn't watch the Junior Battle of Glory. I just remember him holding a trophy. So it was either that or it was when he won the title. So, yeah.
All right, Mr. Lanza, you have the All Japan Oudo Tournament, or their big singles tournament.
This is not the carnival. You're asking me about the singles tournament.
Yep.
That was one of two men. I'm going to guess the wrong one. Tsuji Ishikawa.
No, it was Suwama this year.
What'd I tell you? I told you I was going to guess the wrong one.
Okay, Case, you have the Casino Battle Royal at Double or Nothing.
Oh, God. That certainly has Brian Cage written all over it. Was Brian Cage the winner?
Oh, it was Jungle Boy. I'm sorry.
Oh, close.
Yes, very similar.
You know, I actually think I wouldn't have gotten that, and that might be the only thing that I watched so far that I actually, of all the things that I have gotten right that I didn't watch, and that was something I definitely did watch, but I actually wouldn't have gotten.
All right, Alan, your final question. You have the Scenic City Invitational.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, I watched that. That was AC Mack.
Oh, that is correct, Alan. All right.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm getting cocky.
Yeah. Joe, your final question is AAA's Rey de Reyes.
Oh, I did watch that. Rey de Reyes. Laredo Kid.
That is correct. Okay, Case, your final question. You have the Stardom Grand Prix.
Oh, my God. Can I name a wrestler in Stardom? Iwatani, I believe, is a name I've heard before. I'm going to guess her.
It was a Suri, so sadly, no, it was not.
Damn.
No.
I was going to guess Saya Kamatani for the record, but she probably won one of their other 16 tournaments they have every year.
Yes, that is.
I would have said Akira Hokuto, so you're both a lot closer than me.
The Cinderella Tokyo Princess Tournament was probably the one that she won.
All right, so the end of round one, we have Alan in the lead with 5, Joe and Cates with 3 right behind. Plenty of game left to play. It's time for round 2, Potent Quotables. So for this game, I'm going to give you a quote, maybe from a promo, perhaps an interview, an article, something. You tell me who said it. So if I said acknowledge me, hopefully you could easily respond Roman Reigns. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Joe, are you ready?
Indeed.
All right, your first quote. My potential haunts me. When you're striving for something that you feel you really deserve, this is where I'm meant to be.
CM Punk.
No, that's Peyton Royce giving that infamous promo on Raw Talk.
Of course.
Oh, how could you forget that? I'll never know. That was incredible, because then they cut her like 2 weeks later.
She was shoot promo. Yeah. Pew, pew.
All right, Case. Your quote. You all still believe in me, and for the first time in my life, I do too.
I believe that was the man who I wish I could dress like, the Hangman Adam Page.
Oh, Adam Page is correct.
Nice.
All right, Alan, your first quote. You know what I'd do? I'd pull out the Glock, put it on his forehead, and spill his brains all over the concrete.
A memorable one. Perhaps the most memorable promo line of the year by AA Arn Anderson.
Oh, that's correct. All right, Joe, your next quote. And as far as you go, Murder Hawk, I'll tell you this. You said everybody dies, and it's true. Everybody dies. But I just insist you're going to be first.
Eddie Kingston.
Oh, that was Miro on a Dynamite leading into their pay-per-view match. All right, Case, your next quote. You guys really know how to make a kid feel like Britt Baker in Pittsburgh.
Ooh, I was in the arena for this. Mm. This was CM Punk at the United Center.
CM Punk return promo is correct.
It worked here.
Right. Alan.
It's a
Your next quote. He said, "How am I going to tell my son not to be a quitter when his uncle quit on his dream?" And I just looked at him like, "You son of a bitch. How dare
Eddie
you
help Kingston.
Me?" Oh, yes, that's from the Players Tribune article, Eddie Kingston.
I've heard that story, and it's a good story. Don't get me wrong, but I've heard Eddie Kingston tell that story like 1,000 times now.
All right. Joe, your next quote. "I put a positive spin on it now that I can look back at it a year and a half later. But at the time, I came through that curtain, and I was ready to strangle Vince McMahon."
Oh, this is a good one. I know this one.
I don't have a clue. I don't even have a guess. No guess.
Yeah. Alan, do you have a guess?
It was Seth Rollins, a.k.a. Tyler Black.
That's correct, on the Broken Skull Sessions.
Describing his hatred for the terrible creative during the Bray Wyatt feud and how he was vehemently against it. And he was ready to strangle Vince McMahon as if that would ever happen.
Very true. All right, Case, your next quote. "My hole."
I don't remember who this was now. Who uttered the words "my hole"?
The pain of this game is I know everybody else's, but the ones that I get.
I like that Lance is doing the signature Lance a long pause in a group format. It makes me think my connection has been interrupted every single time he's been asked a question so far. As for "my hole," that was Kenny Omega?
Oh, it's Nia Jax on Raw after sat on the
right.
apron.
That's right.
Right, Alan, your next quote. "I'm 6'3", 265 pounds, a legitimate athlete who can throw some weight around and has been on the gridiron at the highest level. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, I'll throw him and pretty much the rest of that roster out of the club, no problem. They're just little brothers, you know?"
What weight did we throw out? Was it 6'3",
265 pounds.
6'3", 265. And on the gridiron. That dope who was in Hit Row, I forget his name.
The Top Dollar?
Top Dollar, yeah.
No, there's actually Roman Reigns giving an interview to Sports Illustrated before the big AEW-WWE showdown on the Rampage showdown when SmackDown got moved to FS1.
I just heard the height, weight, the gridiron, and then a load of cocky bullshit, and I assumed it was Top Dollar.
Okay, Joe, your next quote. "No matter what has happened lately, we still have each other. We will always have each other. As a matter of fact, I feel great. I think this could be a brand new start for all of us. A new season, new friends, and a brand new me."
That sounds like some Natalya bullshit, but let me...
No, that's actually Bray Wyatt on the final ever Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, all right.
It's a flitting here. All right, Case, your next quote. "I finally decided he just lost the plot and was so insulated in his own world, so disconnected from reality, he would never recover creatively. He's lost his magic, I decided, that Walt Disney magic that only Vince has. And when he dies, it'll be gone forever."
Okay, so this sounds like it was from an interview or a podcast somewhere. I hope the answer to this question, my guess is Vince Russo.
No, it's actually John Moxley from his book Mox. That was an excerpt that was posted online.
Damn it.
All right, Alan, your fourth quote. "When something's a disaster, I want all the credit. When it's a hit, I want none of the credit. If I'm blamed for what the fans don't like, that's good by me."
Was that the big seat, TK?
Oh, you got the K part right. It was Nick Khan, actually, talking to Ariel
Helwan. Oh, it was. Yes, yes, yes. Friend of Dwayne.
Best friend. All right, Lanza, your final quote. "I'm sure they could use some genuine stars right now, because if we're relying on those LA Dojo losers, this show might as well be flushed down the toilet."
Once again, this is one of two men, and I'm going to guess the wrong one. Will Ospreay.
You guessed right, because that is correct. Case, your final quote. "Vince and I have a great relationship, and I love him, I do. Sometimes he's overprotective of me."
Oh, that was Brian Danielson.
That is correct.
Nice. Steve.
And Alan, your final quote. It's the arrogance of the Stanford Supermax people that come in here and say, we're entitled.
It's obviously someone on AEW who's been there a while. I'm thinking Kingston or MJF. I'll go Kingston.
No, it's actually Don Callis. He uses Stanford Supermax line a lot, talking about Christian and whatnot.
Supermax is a fast food joint here in Ireland, particularly in the non-Dublin counties, the country, as we say. And yeah, not great food.
Great.
Right, so like
the end of two rounds, we have Alan in the lead with 7, Kate's with 6 right behind, Mr. Lanza with 4, 3 rounds left to play. It's time for my favorite game, List 'Em and Learn. For this game, I will give you a category. Say, everyone who was fired from the WWE in 2021. We'll say there's 500 of them. Player 1 will say how many they can name. We'll say 50. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you choose to increase, it doesn't have to be by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. At that point, whoever is challenged has to state the proper number of names. Do it and get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances, the first one to go first, and also to challenge. So, Mr. Lanza, you're currently in 3rd right now, so I'm going to give you a choice of category here. We have a category with WWE, AEW, and Japan in general, and they all have the same relative amount of items on the list. So, which one would you like to do?
WWE.
You're going WWE, wow.
Well, I figure those two don't know anything about it, and you know, so it's strategic.
All right, so this will be you and Case.
Perfect.
So, Mr. Lanza, the WWE loves their ladder matches. 16 women can say they participated in a WWE ladder match in 2021. This does include the Money in the Bank match, and we're also including NXT. So anything happening on that show, there are 16 women. How many can you name?
16 total women that participated in a WWE ladder match.
Correct.
6.
Okay, Case, can you name more or do you challenge?
I think I can name 7.
7.
I can name 8.
8.
I would like to challenge Lanza to 8.
All right, we need 8 names.
They could all be from the same match, right? Because I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think I could do women's. I think I could run the women's Money in the Bank.
Okay.
Liv Morgan.
Only live once is correct.
The shop steward, Zelina Vega.
Nina Vega gives you 2.
Nikki Ash, who we just found out earlier, 1.
That's right. That gives you 3.
Alexa Bliss.
Gives you 4. You're halfway there.
Tamina.
Tamina gives you 5.
Oh, Naomi.
Naomi gives you 6. There are 2 more.
All right, well, I'll give you the one I know. That would be Asuka.
Asuka gives you 7. We need 1 more name.
I might have to go to a different match here. Natalya.
Natalya gives you 8. That is all 8 women in Money in the Bank. Very good.
I'd Every other name congratulate was... people for doing well in List 'Em and Learn, but I don't know, naming WWE women's wrestlers that were in WWE ladder matches in 2021, I don't think you'd be taking any pride in that, Joe.
Wow.
He's got a shit on me. I do something tremendous here and he's got a shit on me.
You had to go with the tactical, the scummy tactics of choosing WWE, sullying the reputation of my favorite segment on Five Star Match Game.
Wow.
It's strategic. I'm trying to play the game. I'm trying to win a game here.
All right. Fair enough. It worked out for you, so it was good strategy. Can't knock it.
All right, names not mentioned. All from NXT. There was that 3-way ladder match from Halloween Havoc. They had Gigi Dolin, JC Jane, Io Shirai, Persia Parada, Indy Hartwell, and Zoe Stark, and also a pretty recent one, Kaylee Ray and Dakota Kai for the War Games advantage. So 2 points, Joe. Very well done. All right, Case, you have a choice between AEW and Japan.
I will take Japan.
Japan. All right. This is for you and Alan.
Showdown case.
Okay, in between New Japan, NOAH, and All Japan, 18 wrestlers can say they hold or held a heavyweight tag title in 2021. How many can you name?
I can name seven.
Seven. All right, Alan.
This was New Japan, NOAH, and All Japan.
That's correct. Heavyweight tag titles.
And the number was 18.
18, yes.
Heavyweight tag titles. I will go with... Case said, how many did you say, Case?
He said seven.
I'll go with nine.
Nine.
I think I could do 10.
I'll go 11.
Give me 12.
Ooh.
Let's do 13.
All right, I'm going to challenge Alan to 13. I would like to see that happen.
He's drove it up. I think he may play you, Alan.
No. I'm sitting up on the couch. I'm getting, here we go. All right, let's do this. Okay, we're going to start with New Japan. So I've got to get 13. All right. Zack Sabre Jr.
That gives you one.
Taichi.
We're up to two.
Tetsuya Naito.
Still gives you three.
Sanada.
Up to four.
Okay, we'll leave Japan there for now. we may come back to them. Who would have had them at the Dome last year? That's got to be... I got to know that. We'll come back to them. All right. Katsuhiko Nakajima.
That gives you five.
Masa Kitamiya.
Gives you six.
Takashi Sugiura.
Gives you seven. You're more than halfway there.
Kazushi Sakuraba.
Sakuraba gives you eight.
Naomichi Marufuji.
Fuji gives you nine.
Keiji Muto.
Sadly gives you 10.
Who did they just win them from? Come back to NOAH. Okay, so we got to get three All Japan guys, right? Suwama.
Suwama gives you 11.
Yuma Aoyagi.
That gives you 12. We need one more.
Kento Miyahara.
Gives you 13.
Who held those IWGP tag titles at the Dome last year? Someone tell me. It's annoying the crap out of me. Are we saying that the Tokyo Dome pandemic era heavyweight tag title match in New Japan on one of two Tokyo Domes last year hasn't stuck in everyone's memory? What?
It was, I think Tekkers and LI didn't Girls of Destiny.
They won the tag league.
Yeah, they won the titles on that show, didn't they?
Yeah. It was Tekkers and Gorillas of Destiny on the 4th, and the winner of that match was Gorillas of Destiny. Good call, Lanza.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to jump in 2 feet with Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, but then I started to have doubts. I was thinking of the previous year, so I held off on them, but they were being kept in reserve.
Yes, names not mentioned for NOAH. If Mua has the titles, who'd he beat? Kaito Kiyomiya should have jumped right to your mind. Shitaro Ishino, Shuji Ishikawa, and the Gorillas of Destiny, Tamaloa and Tonga.
Was Kiyomiya's partner Kitamiya?
Yes. So
Kitamiya held him with different partners. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 2 points to Alan. Very well done. All right. We're down to AEW, Alan and Joe.
Oh.
All right.
This one's a little tricky, so.
Oh, great.
Alan. 18 wrestlers can say they unsuccessfully challenged for the AEW TNT title. Meaning they had a championship match and did not win against Darby, Miro, or Sammy in 2021. How many can you name?
I'm going to go with 11.
11. All right, Mr. Lanza.
These are Darby, Sammy,
and Miro.
And Miro challengers. 11. I'm going to let them do it.
Okay, cool. We need 11 names.
Thought I might end up back on 13 again. All right, 11 guys going for Darby, Sammy, and Miro. All right, we'll work backwards. Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal gives you one.
The premier athlete brand, Anthony Nice.
Tony Nese gives you, that may have been after I did that, but I believe that is correct. I believe that is correct, yes.
It counts. All right. I know Lanza was a big fan of this one. Ethan Page.
Ethan Page gives you three.
Another one for Sammy. No, I don't think there was another one for Sammy. So we go back to Miro. And we have Miro. Obviously lost to Sammy, so that doesn't count as one. Fuego del Sol.
Fuego del Sol gives you four.
Lance Archer.
Lance Archer gives you five.
Eddie Kingston.
Kingston gives you six.
Brian Pillman Jr.
That gives you seven. Four more.
Ooh, I don't want to. I'd rather save it for three for Darby. Four might be a stretch for Darby. So I'm trying to think, was there another Miro one? I know there was at least one more Miro one. I'm just struggling to think what it might have been. Come on, I don't think Miro destroying guys. Sid Fuego. Oh, for Sammy, Bobby Fish.
Bobby Fish gives you eight.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Now, Darby. He lost to Miro. And then in 2021, before he lost to Miro, he would have defeated John Silver.
John Silver gives you nine. We need two more.
Matt Hardy?
Matt Hardy is correct. That gives you 10.
Oh, I wasn't sure if that was
one more name.
One more. Must have defended it on a pay-per-view, right? Scorpio Sky.
Scorpio Sky gives you 11. That's correct. Name's not mentioned. Brian Cage had a shot at Darby. Remember that match from Dynamite? Dante Martin had a shot at Miro.
Yes.
Uno also had a match with Miro. JD Drake had a shot at Darby, so Joey Janela and Jungle Boy. And Lee Johnson had a shot at Miro, and 10 had a shot at Darby. So, Alan, you had 11. Correct answer is very well done. That gives you 4 points for the round.
I love to list them and learn. I've studied so after it intently.
Three rounds, we have, let me see, Alan in the lead with 11. Joe and Case tied with six, with two rounds left to play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So we're heading to round four. This is a brand new game. It's called Man or Woman in the Middle. This game, I'll give you a championship and two individuals or teams who held them in 2021. You tell me who held the title in between those wrestlers. So if I said the SmackDown tag titles, the Dirty Dogs, and the Usos, hopefully you respond to Ray and Dominic. So everyone gets five questions.
Sure.
Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. All right, Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do this. I think I understand.
All right, you have the WWE title, and the wrestlers are Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. So who held it in between those two?
Oh, God. Drew and Bobby were going to be my two guesses no matter what. Okay, who held the title in between those two? Bobby Lashley must have beaten someone. Did Bobby Lashley beat Brock Lesnar?
You're close. It was The Miz. Cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase on Drew and then promptly lost to Bobby.
That was close.
A couple of great fighters that have been doing it a long time. Miz and Brock, you know. Easy to confuse.
All right, Alan, you have the New Japan U.S. title. Wrestlers are Jon Moxley and Hiroshi Tanahashi. Who held it in between them?
Lance Archer.
Oh, that's correct. All right, Mr. Lanza. You have the NXT title. Karrion Kross and Tommaso Ciampa. Who held it in between those two?
Karrion Kross and Tommaso Ciampa. I can't even figure. I don't even know if I remember what direction that is. I think it would be the guy who beat Kross.
Yep.
Yeah. Samoa Joe.
Is correct.
Joe, right, can vacant be an answer potentially in any of these?
We are looking for human beings who held the title.
Oh, you did? Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know Samoa Joe wrestled this year, let alone was NXT champion. That is crazy to me.
It was very brief, and he was brought back. He won the title, and then just he's like, "Nah, I'm done." So he gave it up and has not been seen since. So.
Okay.
All right, Case, you have the New Japan Never title. Shingo Takagi and Jay White. Who held it in between those two?
Was that Hiroshi Tanahashi?
That is correct.
Nice.
Okay, Alan, you have the Intercontinental title in the WWE with Big E and Shinsuke Nakamura. Who held it in between them?
Oh, Jesus, I know. Apollo Crews?
Oh, that's correct.
That was pure bluff. Pure guess.
Okay, Mr. Lanza, you have the Impact World title with Christian Cage and Moose. Who held it in between them?
I know this. Yeah, it was all happened in one night. Josh Alexander.
That is correct. Very briefly, but he did. All right, Case. Oh, here's another one. Open the Brave Gate title.
Oh, God.
Kuda and Kagetora. Who held it in between them?
Okay, well, I gotta think about this.
Oh, this is tricky, because this was like 2 weeks where that Bravegate was bouncing around like a hot potato. Oh, Case is gonna... Oh, he's gonna be... Mike Spears is watching intently, Case. Don't...
Pipe down, 4L. Let me think about this. So, Akuda and Kagetora. Akuda held the belt through Dead or Alive. Kagetora won... Okay, so... The question is, did Genki win it at World? No. My answer is still SB Kento.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were on the right track. It was Genki Horiguchi.
Oh, I thought he lost that. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
When you said Genki win it at World, I was like, he did, Case.
I thought Genki lost. Damn it. All right. Well, that sucks.
All right, let's see if Alan has some better luck with Dragon Gate. You have the Dream Gate title, Ada and Yamato.
Ada,
Yoshitatsu? Ada and Yamato, between them was... it was Shun Skywalker, but Ada should not hold it coming into the year?
No, I do believe he won it this year. Am I incorrect in that?
He won it in November of 2020.
Oops. Well, I screwed that one up.
Well,
you know what, Alan? You were
he
right.
He still was in between them in 2021, so...
Sure. We'll go with
that. It works.
Hey, Mr. Lanza, you have the WWE Cruiserweight title, Santos Escobar and Roderick Strong. Who held it in between them?
Okay. First, you got to get the direction down. That's number one. And that would have been whoever, I think it was who beat. Yeah, Santos had it before Roddy. Because Roddy has it now. But Santos beat the Hit Row guy. But that wouldn't be. I need to figure out who beat Santos. I'm gonna talk my way through this so I can get it. It's is it Kushida?
Oh, that's correct. Yes. You have the NXT North American title. You have Johnny Gargano and Isaiah Scott.
Okay.
And I will say, who held it in between them? And I will say, everyone has gone from the company.
Okay, that helps because I have not watched a second of this promotion this year. Johnny Gargano to Isaiah Scott. Everyone's fired.
What a stupid company. Imagine investing in it. Imagine watching that shite. Oh, I'm so hopeful for the future of these people in this company. They have so much potential. 6 months later. Oh, this is so heartbreaking for this person. Oh.
Hey, you know what? I'm really happy for Kevin Steen and his family. Good for him. The bridge between the North American champions, who's not in the company. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go chalk. I'm assuming because NXT existed this year that this match happened. Was it Adam Cole?
No, it's Bronson Reed.
Oh, I do like him, too. I didn't know he was. Okay, I forgot about him.
Let's see. Alan, you have the Raw Women's title. Asuka and Charlotte Flair. Who held it in between them?
I haven't heard of Asuka's name in a while, so I'm thinking this is earlier in the year. So this is the title that isn't the one that was bouncing around Sasha Banks and Bianca. So it wasn't them. Oh, jeez, I'm trying to rationalize this. I don't have a clue. Rhea Ripley?
Oh, that's correct, actually. She won it at WrestleMania, remember
I don't trust 4L. There's no way he knows this many WWE questions.
Something's going on here.
I swear to God, Apollo Crews and Rhea Ripley were total, absolute guesses. I swear to God.
Sarah's in the background doing something. I don't trust this game at all.
Guys, if you go quiet, you will hear Sarah up above snoring in the bedroom. When she last left you, she was going up for a nap. So that is her snoring, and I am lying far back from my computer right now, and my phone is at the other end of the couch. I am an honorable man.
Isn't it 7 p.m. over there? Why is she taking a nap? Just go to bed.
She got up quite early. She's lazy.
My word. All right, Mr. Lanza. Your next title is the NOAH National title between Kenno and Takeshi Sugiura.
Okay. National. Remember when Mike Elgin held that? I think Mike Elgin held that. That's not my answer, but I believe he held that at one point many years ago.
He was definitely in a match for it, I remember.
Wasn't he the first champion? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Who are the two men again? Kano and who?
Sugiura.
There's so many draws and everything with this title. That's what makes it tricky. Did Mochizuki beat Sugiura? That's the only guy I could think of, and I'm going to go with Masaki Mochizuki.
Oh, no. It was one of your favorites. Ironhead Fujita.
Joe, I think, and Lanza, I'm not offering charity here, but I think you should get this because technically you're correct because it actually swung the other way after Sugiura had it. He lost it to a guy who then lost it to Kenno, Mochizuki. So Mochizuki was in between the two of them, but just in the other order later in the year.
Well, we're going for the direct in between, but you know, this
Thank
is the holiday season.
Firm, so. Gagne. I don't like this at all. Joe Lanza has enough going for him.
I have enough going for me. What do I have going?
I don't like this.
I've been canceled. How do I have enough going for me? I've been canceled 100 times.
There's only 4 NFL games on the ticket today.
Yeah, that's
I got
true.
Nothing.
I got Rams nothing are playing on a Tuesday. Throws both of our schedules off. This is awful.
Yeah, half the Rams roster has COVID. What do you mean I got a lot going for me?
Clap crabs at the dome.
Yeah.
That NOAH New Japan card really worked out for you?
Yeah. Like, come on.
That passion plea, I'm awarding a point to Mr. Lanza for that answer. All right, Case, this is your final one. The All Japan Junior title. And your two names are Koji Iwamoto and Koji Iwamoto.
Okay, if my memory serves me correct, and it won't, but I believe this is the only stretch of All Japan Juniors action that I watched this year, I believe the man I'm looking for is Shima.
Oh, that would be correct.
Yes, 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 yes. Shima still very good in 2021, despite what some people think.
Coming through for you again. All right, Alan, we basically have another.
Italian boy also hold it between Koji Iwamoto reigns. How many times did Iwamoto hold that belt this year?
It was just twice this year. He lost it to Hira, who, and then it went to Sugi, then
Izanagi,
Hira, and that's super Sugi, crazy we have to be subjected to.
So. Oh, my God.
Excellent. Excellent.
All Japan is horrendous, and I don't think people pile on them enough. It is my least favorite promotion in Japan. I think they are just terrible, but that's for another podcast.
All right, Alan, your final question here. Another WWE type question, so we'll see how you do here. Yeah, he's a closet stan, and he's just like, oh yeah, WWE, they're the worst. Anyway, you have the NXT Women's Tag. You have the, the first champions, Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez, and then Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Who held it in between them?
You know, I think Lanza is to be blamed for me knowing any of this stuff, because I only pick it up by osmosis, because they're the only people that I listen to talk about this shit.
No way you know this.
If 4L gets this, I'm dropping off the call. I don't believe this at all.
Who were the two teams again?
All right, it was Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez.
I don't even know what Raquel Gonzalez looks like.
And Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell.
I know Candice. All right. In between them, was it like Welsh girl, Nixon Newell, and the one with the tank? Were they a team?
Is that your answer?
I think he means Shotzi.
You mean Shotzi?
Shotzi and Nixon Newell.
Oh, you're halfway there. It was Shotzi and Ember Moon.
Oh.
The one with the tank. I like that.
All right, Joe, your final question. Chance to go perfect this round. You have the Raw tag titles between the New Day and Randy Orton and Matt Riddle.
Ooh. Ooh. This one's achievable. Okay, so I screwed up the order last time. So this is the team that beat New Day and lost to Orton and Riddle.
Correct.
Are you allowed to tell me that?
Yes, I will say that is correct.
Okay, because I think I went backwards last time. Okay, so who beat New Day and then lost to Orton and Riddle? Now, you would be tempted here to go Usos, but I'm not going to do that, because Orton and Riddle still hold them. Who did they beat? They beat Omos and AJ Styles, I think. That's my final answer.
You are correct. That's who they beat at SummerSlam. Joe Lanza with an impressive perfect round that time. 5 points. Alan still in the lead with 14. Mr. Lanza with 11. Case with 8 as we head to our final round. Sprint. So for this game, I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. We don't go back, so just guess if you are unsure. Correct answers are worth 1 point.
Did you say 15 questions in a row?
No, 10.
10, okay.
It's 10. So, Case, you're in third place. You're going to go first. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Popstar Blank teamed up with Damian Priest at WrestleMania.
That'd be the Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny is correct. Evil Show Yujiro and Dick Togo started a stable called Blank.
House of Torture.
Correct. Oh boy, this one. Dragon Gate legend Blank retired in August.
The Speedstar Masato Yoshino.
Correct. Bea Priestley left New Japan after an angle where Blank.
She got Osprey cuttered?
Super kicked by Osprey, but I'm going to give you credit for that.
That's huge. Thank you.
All right. Christian won the Blank title at the debut episode of Rampage.
He won the Impact World Championship.
Correct. 2021 marked the first time since 2007 where there was not a Blank match in WWE.
A good match?
give him the point.
I think I got a real answer, Gagne. I think Elimination Chamber?
No, it was TLC, actually.
Oh, did they run a chamber this year?
Yes, because Daniel Bryan won, and then he immediately lost in 10 seconds to Roman Reigns.
Awesome.
right. Blank made a surprise return at the end of Money in the Bank.
Oh, dear Lord. Who? Dewdrop?
Oh, it's John Cena. Hey. All right. Blank was brought in as the MLW matchmaker.
Dario Cueto, but I don't know his MLW name.
Dario Cueto is correct, yes. Blank, a Kansas City native and former WCW tag champion, passed away in 2021.
Lanza, who did you do an obituary on this year?
It was a very good obituary.
God, I have Paul Orndorff?
Oh, it's Butch Reed.
Oh, wow, man, okay.
And lastly, Blank was gifted a contract on the first episode of Rampage.
That was Fuego del Sol.
Fuego del Sol is correct. All right, so you had 7 correct answers. I'm going to throw in an extra point for your answer about the good match.
I just like to say I was feeling just really just down on wrestling, talking all this stuff, and then just the mere mention of Butch Reed, just like, I'm going to go watch some old wrestling now when we're done to cleanse my palate.
All right, so Case, we had 8 points in that round. That gives you 16. You are currently in the lead.
Oh boy. Well, not for long, but thank you. Yeah, okay.
All right, Mr. Lanza, you're up next. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. In All Japan, Jake Lee started a new stable called Blank.
Oh, shit. You pissed me off right off the bat.
this was easy.
Fuck, I know, it's so easy. Jake Lee's stable. They have such dumb names in that company, too. Like Sweeper and all this other nonsense. That's not my answer. The fuck is the name of his group? I'm not going to fuck this up. Eclipse is in there somewhere. It's either Eclipse or Total Eclipse, and you're going to screw job me. I'm going to go with Total Eclipse.
Well, that is correct.
All right. Yes. We got there eventually.
Blank was the first NXT UK Heritage Cup champion.
Noam Dar.
No, it was A-Kid. Noam Dar was like the fourth.
All right.
Sammy here Guevara. I was thinking we'd get through this whole thing with an NXT UK question.
Well, you know. Sammy Guevara won the TNT title in the city of Blank.
Dallas.
Oh, it was Rochester, New York. All right, New Japan ran a pair of big shows in February titled Blank.
New Beginning.
No, it's Castle Attack. Okay, Blank did an angle in Ring of Honor where he hit his head and thought it was 2018.
Flat Earther. Flip Gordon.
I will accept Flat Earther. That's correct. The Iconics debuted in Impact using the name Blank.
Oh, shit. How do I get 2 Peyton Royce questions? How does that happen? Let me ask you a question. How does Case get like 19 Dragon Gate questions? And I get multiple Peyton Royce questions.
Blame Rich. He dropped out. He could have been his.
It's something else with 2 eyes in the beginning. It's the illicits or the inspiration
is correct.
You had it right when you said shit.
How do I get 2 Peyton Royce questions? I mean, really, you can't make it up.
Edge beat Seth Rollins at Crown Jewel in a Blank match.
Edge beat Seth Rollins at Crown Jewel in an egregiously long, unnecessarily melodramatic match at Crown Jewel. I know he did those barstool promos in the ring with the spotlight on him. I quit.
It was a Hell in a Cell match. All right. Blank was the number 1 in the 2021 Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500.
Kenny Omega.
Correct. Edge eliminated Blank to win the Men's Royal Rumble.
This is going to have to be an Allen guess.
It was Alberto Del Rio.
Royal Rumble. Edge. He feuded with Rollins all year. That'd probably be the best educated guess. I'm just going to go with Seth Rollins.
It was Randy Orton.
All right.
And finally, Bandido versus Blank headlined the first Pro Wrestling Guerrilla show in nearly 2 years.
Bandido wrestled. What was the main event of that dopey show? I can't stand PWG. Bandido.
All the cards are being laid. All the cards are being laid on the table now.
I mean, really, with their, 2006 fucking distribution model, I mean, who could take it anymore? I don't even like Bandido that much, if we're being honest.
But Joe, this Bola lineup is killer. Oh my God. Look at that lineup. Look at those names in text form on Twitter as I scroll through.
This is an incredibly sassy quiz. I mean, even you got Alan ripping on everybody. I feel like I need this answer too. Black Taurus
is correct.
Oh my God.
Nice. I was going to say Brody King. Good answer.
Right, that gives you 5. You have 16. You are tied with Case.
Loser. Big, fat, juicy loser.
Okay, Alan. You need 1 to tie and 2 to win. We'll see.
Well, I'm going to fall apart on me now. I've been too lucky today.
All right. Here we go. Shingo Takagi pinned Blank to win the vacant IWGP title.
A Shingo question. Take it.
Yeah, I get Peyton Royce twice. Unbelievable.
I believe that was the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada.
That's correct. El Fantasmo started using a Blank gimmick to win matches in New Japan.
Loaded Boot, isn't it?
That's correct. Blank debuted for AEW at the end of the first Rampage.
Oh, Jamie Hayter, as Lanza would say.
Correct. Cameron Grimes and LA Knight feuded over the Blank title in NXT.
Oh, million dollar title, wasn't it?
Correct. Masa Kitamiya and Katsuhiko Nakajima had their hair versus hair match in a Blank match.
Cage.
Age, correct. Lacey Evans' Ric Flair angle was dropped when Blank.
Forgot about that. I don't know. Someone suggested that Rick be the father of Stacy's baby.
Lacey Evans got pregnant, so that was that. Blank reigned as the World of Stardom champion throughout 2021.
See, I don't know their belts. All their belts in their tournaments, they're all the same fucking name. Like, the belts are named after colors. Oh, you got to give me more than that. I know Tam Nakano was one champ, and Utami Hayashishita was the other champ. I'll go with Tam.
Oh, you guessed wrong. It was Hayashita. All right. Former WWE Tag Champion, International Star Blank, was released from the Federation after never having a televised match.
Oh, Harry Smith.
That's correct. Aussie Open joined the Blank at Rev Pro's high stakes event.
United Empire.
Correct. And last and least, the Roman Reigns Finn Balor match at Extreme Rules ended when Blank.
What was the dopey thing here? You guys talked about it on the show. Oh, jeez. This is a hell of a way to end it. Was it like someone's music, spooky music played and Balor got distracted and fell off the ropes or the ring broke, the rope broke or something and there was distraction and spooky music and things went all red?
That's mostly correct. Finn Balor's own music played. He flopped like a fish. Hulked up and climbed to the top rope, which broke and turned off his invulnerability because he fell and got pinned by Roman Reigns. So, yes.
I thought as I was answering that, I was thinking he was in a match with Bray Wyatt, even though he said Roman Reigns. I was just assuming it was some Bray Wyatt shit fest, but he wasn't even in the company at that point, right?
Nope, he was not. So, Alan, you had 8 out of 10 correct. That gives you 23. You were the winner of the 5-star match game today.
A winner is me. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to fail miserably on this. I don't know how it happened the way it happened, but there we go.
All right. Excellent, excellent job. Now, I always keep a tiebreaker on hand just in case. We actually have a tie for a second.
I just want to say, if I was going to cheat in the 5-star match game, I was so pissed off during that Noah game with JoJo Remy. If I was ever going to cheat, it would have been in that one. I got so mad that he was beating me.
I believe it. Okay, so Joe and Case, we have a tiebreaker question here. Always keep on hand. So the question is, I'll need a number for both of you. I don't know if you want to DM me or in the Slack chat or whatever. So how many matches did the Four Pillars wrestle in AEW in 2021? So Jungle Boy, Darby Allin, MJF, and Sammy. How many matches did all four wrestle combined in 2021? So we have messages here. We have Mr. Lanza, 100. Case Lowe with 46.
Oh, I forgot about Dark. I forgot Dark existed.
So
I am the first loser, without question.
That is true. My head. The correct answer is 124.
Oh, boy.
Because Sammy only had 21. He was out for a bit, or not wrestling for a bit. MJF with 16. Darby with 37. Jungle Boy, the workhorse, with 52 matches. So I believe that added up to 122. So whatever. Mr. Lanza, you could say you pulled out the tiebreaker on this one.
Yay.
Overwhelmed.
Yay.
Joy. All right, Alan, you are the winner. So anything you want to plug, feel free.
Is this coming out before or after Christmas, Joe?
This should be after Christmas, the week after Christmas.
After Christmas. Well, then I would encourage people to sign up for PW Torch VIP. Check out my show, The Pro Wrest Paradise, where we did lots of fun stuff over Christmas, including the annual Joe Gagne Christmas Draft with myself, Joe Lanza, and Rich Craich. And our topic was ECW. And we had a blast. It was a lot of fun, a lot of controversy as always, a lot of frustration, a lot of celebration. And yeah, it was a good time. So please check that out and listen to my other Christmas shows, the fun stuff I did with Justin Shapiro, our special Christmas Day movie review with myself, Justin, and my lovely wife, Sarah Forel. And yeah, find all my other things, I suppose. I'll be plugging on Alan Forel on Twitter and the FSM50, which all of us on the line are currently working on, which should be up at Voices of Wrestling very soon, if not already.
All right, very good. Mr. Lanza, what do you have going on?
Oh, we all get to plug things?
Yeah, so just, you know.
I came ill-prepared for this. Voices of Wrestling Patreon, patreon.com/voicesofwrestling. $5 tier, $10 tier. $5 tier gets you almost everything we do. $10 tier gets you everything we have ever done. That is all of the flagship bonus content. And if you are not already a listener of the flagship, why? That's free every week on all of your favorite podcast catchers and Go Rams.
All right. Mr. Case Lowe, what do you have going on?
Well, first of all, I can't wait to listen to the Christmas draft this year. I'm sure, given that it's ECW rules, Alan will have drafted Gran Hamada and Taka Michinoku, just like he took Shima and Dragon Kid right in the Nitro draft.
You're on the right track, believe
me. Yeah, you're not far off.
Well, that actually, it took a turn. That was the plan, Case, but you'll see what happens.
That's my favorite podcast every year. I'm looking forward to that. As for me, every single week on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, the Open the Voice Gate podcast, you will not find better coverage of Dragon Gate anywhere. Myself and Iron Mike Spears spend entire shows talking about what is typically relegated to the last 10 minutes of the Voices of Wrestling flagship podcast, and we cover it better than anybody. So give that a listen at Open Voice Gate on Twitter and me at _InYourCase on Twitter.
All right, excellent. And I would like to say the 5-Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at 5-Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at 5starmatchgame@gmail.com. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That does it for 2021. We will see you in 2022. Please have a great New Year's Eve. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.